It's the Tarncast, Tarncast. The Tarncast, Tarncast. It's the Tarncast, Tarncast. The Tarncast, Tarncast. The Tarncast, Tarncast. It's the Tarncast, Tarncast. This is the Tarncast, Tarncast. The Tarncast, the Tarncast.
Welcome to the Tarncast. I'm your host, Alan McLeod. So lovely to be back with you guys. You know, apologies right up front for last week. We had to skip the Tarncast because there was a terrible plague going around Los Angeles that was just really disrupting a lot of people's tummies. And the Tarncast got shut down. It was hit hardest, probably. Our guest today, Todd Robert Anderson.
Hey, how's it going? Hey, thanks for having me on your morning show.
Yeah. Be-doo, be-doo, be-doo. Welcome to the Zoo TV crew.
Is that what this is, the Zoo TV Tarncast crew? Mm-hmm.
That's the special great. Morning Zoo TV Tarncast.
Mm-hmm.
Zoo TV, of course, was the U2's, one of U2's famous tours.
Oh, Zooropa?
Zooropa?
Is that what
I
it was?
I Zoo TV.
Oh, that, the Zoo TV tour in conjunction with the Zooropa album.
In conjunction with the Zoo Manatee Cirque du Soleil show, I believe. Oh, I probably should do some research on this.
But they were all part of the same.
They're all connected. Ultimately, they're all connected to the San Diego Zoo.
Oh, I see.
Which is a great zoo.
U2's, they're big on the... Okay.
Do zoos depress you? Like they do me?
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Although I did go to the San Diego Wild Animal Park, which was less depressing.
Oh, yeah? The wild, because they get to roam free?
Yeah, and it's
cage
a...
Cage-free?
Yeah, the whole place is a... I mean, I guess most zoos claim to be we're rescuing animals and all that stuff. So there are a lot of endangered species at the safari park. And they're breeding them and trying to bring them back and reintroduce them into the wild. And they keep, like, any of the things that aren't going to kill other things are allowed to roam.
Together.
You know, they have the hippos and the gazelles and all that stuff. They do have lions and stuff in really big areas. Not like, I mean, the San Diego Zoo itself has, you know, some pretty nice paddocks, I guess you'd call them. But they are.
Yeah.
They are smaller.
I call them prisons.
Prisons. Okay. All right. Well, the point is the safari park is less of a prison, it would appear.
That sounds good. That sounds like a good...
Well, you can tell in the animals.
Option for the...
Yeah.
For zoos to maybe explore.
If you go to the LA Zoo, all the animals look really depressed.
Yeah.
But if you go to
That's the new one, not even the old zoo, where they have the haunted hayride now. That's the new one. They look even... depressed. I haven't even been to the new one. I've only seen the old
one. I've only seen the old one.
The old one. With the ghosts of former animals and stuff there.
But if you do want to see those kind of exotic animals not depressed, the safari park is a good option. The only group of animals that was not apparent in that were the gorillas. They have a gorilla... paddock, but it's pretty big, but it looks like a prison, and the gorillas are not happy.
Right.
But they do have a huge silverback gorilla who is pissy. He doesn't like being there.
Right.
And, you know, they drop bamboo into the thing, and that's the only time he kind of comes out of the cave.
Yeah.
And will look at the people and eat bamboo, but he looks pissed off.
Oh.
And the rest of the time he stands with his back... to the people because they don't like to be stared at.
Yeah.
And he's huge. Like when I first saw him, I was like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah.
It was huge. And I got, and I was sort of amazed, but then when he turned around and realized.
Would you, is that, is the silverback gorilla at that zoo, is he the Sia of that zoo? Sia is the lady who sings that chandelier song, and she turns her back to the audience.
Yeah.
She sings publicly.
That's exactly what he is.
Yeah.
He's a silverback gorilla and also a pop star.
Right. Yeah.
Famous musician.
Yeah. Well, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Have you seen the video of about how wolves change rivers?
Oh, yeah.
Video?
Yeah, I reposted that on my Facebook feed.
Maybe that's how I saw it. Maybe it was a post that you reposted or something.
Well, my friend Frank Stokes, who's a writer and director.
All right.
We currently have a short film called Dog Catchers. Touring around the nation in fringe festivals. It's me and Rusty Schwimmer.
Dog Catchers. See it at your local cinema.
See it at your local film festival, yes.
We'll have a link to it in the show page.
Yeah, it'll be linked in the show page.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I assume you have a show page. It's your show.
Yeah, that's why I can confidently say it'll be linked to in the show page. It'll be there. It'll be there right next to the Wolves Change Rivers link.
Yeah.
Video link.
So yeah, that I love that video. Page. Mostly because they brought back beavers.
Right.
Because of the wolves, the beavers came back.
Yeah, that's a fascinating video.
It really is.
Did over there at Yosemite. Yosemite, yeah. Right? That's where it
took place. Yosemite, yeah.
I have not been to Yosemite.
I've never been to Yosemite. I've been to... Where's Yosemite? Is that the one on the East Coast? In Jersey or somewhere? Or is that the one?
I don't think it's close. No, it's
the one up here?
It's closer, yeah. It's over.
It's in California. Yeah. Oh, I have been to Yosemite.
Oh, okay.
Is that the one with the giant waterfall and then the cliffs that hikers are always falling off of?
Are you talking about
Half Moon?
Like the half dome and
the
stuff
half
like
dome,
that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that Yosemite?
I think that's right. This could be an amalgam of what I've. Of my, like, you know...
Oh, it's Yellowstone that's
knowledge.
Over on the other side.
Yeah,
so, yeah, I have been to Yosemite. I went camping there once.
Okay. How was that?
It was all right. The campgrounds are very... they're communal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not... There's no privacy at the campgrounds. It's just like a giant open area in the woods where everybody is. Sort of like a tent city. I'm not really into that. I like more of a little bit of
privacy. I've done that sort of thing, the kind of communal camping or whatever, where you can see, you know, some other guys, you know, about
right.
100 feet away or whatever.
Like beach camping in Southern California, that's what that's like.
Yeah, I've done that for some 4th of Julys, past couple 4th of Julys.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's up in Wheeler Gorge, up in Ojai.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Done that.
We went to Carpinteria Beach this past summer.
Oh, how was that?
It was cool. I really liked it.
Yeah,
we had
right
friends.
There. Is that in the woods near the beach?
Or it's right next to the beach. It's like there's the beach and then the parking lot and then the campground.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That it's right there. It's not super woodsy.
Okay, so it's like right on the sand.
Well, it's not right on the sand, but it's right next to the sand, basically.
So it's sort of like dirt.
There's like train tracks. There's like
starts.
A train tracks, and then a campground, and then the beach.
Okay.
So the train goes by a lot.
Right.
That's fun for the kids.
That's exciting for the kids.
It's great.
And they get to see drifters kind of jumping on and off the train there.
Yeah, a lot of hobos. Hobos with
area.
Their... Yeah, yeah.
With the bindles and everything.
And a lot of times they'll drop their bindles in trying to get on the train. And then you can collect the bindles and rummage through the hobo stuff and see if there's anything worth keeping.
This sounds fun. We're going to have a link to the Carpinteria campsite on the show page.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And also the Yosemite campsite.
Yeah.
Todd sounds like a lot of your time there.
I go to Yosemite whenever I can.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
As well you should. You should appreciate America's national parks.
You should.
While we have them.
Indeed. And when you go to Yosemite, though, you have to be very careful because of the bears.
Right.
You have to, they have, in each campsite, they have a metal box where you're to put all your foodstuffs.
Oh, they give you a metal box there?
Yeah, because if they didn't, you'd have to hang it out on a tree.
Oh, okay.
That's another way to do it. But they have the convenience of a locked metal box that the bear can't get into.
Is it, like, refrigerated?
No, I mean, you have to bring coolers and stuff.
Oh.
But you don't want to leave anything in the car.
Then why not?
Because the bears will break into your car. God, they'll tear apart your car trying to get at the food. They will jack you. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I remember one night...
Is this Yosemite or South Central?
It's a very... the bears are different. There's different gangs of bears. Some of them are less violent than others.
Yeah. They'll more con you out of your food or something?
Yeah, there's a bear sting operation. Uh-huh. You can tell those because they put their paws up to their noses when they're signaling each other.
Oh.
They have like a signal. You got to watch out for the sting operations.
Yeah, a lot of people are like, watch for the signals of an aggressive bear, but not a lot of people look for like con bear.
Yes, the con artist bears.
If you've seen the film Con Bear, then you know that's what that.
Nicolas Cage was great.
He was really good in that.
I totally believed he was a bear.
Yeah. A lot of people. He's so underrated in Con Bear.
He is. He's underrated, I think, in a lot of.
Oh yeah.
A lot of things. I'm surprised that his Left Behind remake didn't do better at the box office.
I know. It's like...
It was very poorly reviewed and received. Yeah.
That's one of my favorite contemporary biblical tales is the Left Behind series.
Yeah, the Rapture series. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, I mean, Kirk Cameron certainly was great in the original Left Behind.
In the original version.
But I remember seeing it thinking, this would be that much better with Nick Cage as an airline pilot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that when I look at old... what was Kirk Cameron's show?
Growing Pains?
Growing Pains episodes. Yeah. I'm like, you know, Kirk is great, but Cage would be even greater.
Cage would have been great. Like, the chemistry between Cage and Alan Thicke, you know that would have been great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And DiCaprio, too.
DiCaprio, well, he's flawless on that show.
That's his best work to date.
To date.
To date.
To date.
Yeah, that and Critters 3.
He's in Critters 3?
Mm-hmm.
That's a rewatch.
We're
going to have a link to Critters 3 on the show page.
There's a lot of important stars in the Critters franchise. Critters...
I'm thinking of
Tremors.
Yeah.
No, Critters is, you know, the little furry space aliens with teeth. The fourth one, Critters in Space, has Angela Bassett.
Angela Bassett. That's an A-lister right there.
Yeah.
She's up in Critters 3?
4.
4?
Critters in Space.
Wait, what decade are we talking? Is this Critters is in the 80s?
80s and 90s, early 90s.
So the Critters series launched a lot of major movie star careers.
Huge stars came out of the Critters franchise.
Now, Critters did... Now, Jackie Earle Haley just returned as the Critter, didn't he? In the reboot of Critters?
Yes. Or, he was the main Critter.
He's the new revamped Critter.
Yeah.
Which I thought was a great movie. Apparently, he was the Critter was a child molester who got the parents of the town.
They killed the Critter, but then he came back through the kid's dreams.
Yeah, through the kid's dreams.
As a critter in the dreams.
Yeah.
And then manifested himself in reality.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was quite good.
Are you pumped for Halloween? As pumped for Halloween as...
The holiday?
Yeah.
Or,
have you been going to, like, haunted houses or anything?
No, I haven't gone to haunted houses. Last year, I did go for the first time ever. I went to the Universal Scary Horror Nights.
Horror Nights.
Horror Nights.
Mm-hmm.
I went to
Universal Scary Scary Horror Nights.
Yeah, I was disappointed. There weren't as many horrors as I'd hoped, but there were a lot of. That's what I. It's the horror nights, right? Horror nights.
Oh no! Uh oh! Yeah, it's not. I mean, look. It's not for me to judge. There might be some horrors there at horror nights, but it's horrors is what you're looking for. Horrors and scares.
That explains a lot.
Now, are there horrors there? Sure.
Of course.
Maybe.
Well,
there's no judgment for, and I'm talking about male horrors too. I mean, honestly.
No, look, we're not. Real. Yeah, let's not be sexist. It's
But that's not really what you're going there for.
You know? Well, that's what, I mean, I was going.
Okay,
because I misunderstood. I was going to see horrors.
You misheard that, the title of the.
Well, I don't. Thing. You know, I don't see a lot of horrors now in L.A.
Oh, right.
I mean, I live, you know, Deep Valley.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I mean,
you're not seeing, like, you're not on Hollywood Boulevard as often as you used to be and stuff. Like
no,
that,
or, I'm not. I mean, I drive through, but mm-hmm. you know. That's
Sunset Strip,
usually right? during the daytime. There are not a lot of whores out.
Yeah. Yeah, it's usually around 6:30 in the evening is when they start.
That's when
out.
They come out. Yeah, and a lot of them are TV whores in LA, right?
Are in the sense that they'll do anything to be on TV or do anything to watch TV.
That's either or. I think there's both brands of mm-hmm. TV whores.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. There were, when I was in New York, I used to see TV whores all the time.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, I had a lot of classes up in Hell's Kitchen.
Oh.
And it was before, because I'm old, it was before Giuliani cleaned mm-hmm. up the town. So there were a lot of...
There were a lot of whores, and Gordon Ramsay was there a lot, kind of yelling at people and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. Ramsay was everywhere.
Oh, my God.
I'm a big fan of Gordon Ramsay's new show where he yells at children.
Is that right? He yells at... It's like a kid... Is this like a kid chef show or something?
Uh-huh. But I think the network plans on just removing the cooking from the show and just having him yell at children.
And disciplining children.
Yeah,
stuff.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think that's a good call.
Yeah, it is kind of like, when done well, it is fun to watch adults just yell at children.
It is. I'd like to see Ramsay yelling at wildlife as well, like squirrels.
Mm-hmm. Bears.
Bears, possums, any kind of mm-hmm. birds. I think that'd be great.
Are you trying to con me, bear? Are you trying to con me? You know Nick Cage.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. I think that would be great. I love Gordon Ramsay and reality television in general.
Oh, but so you went to Horror Nights last year.
I did.
That was my...
I did.
Right. I think I went last year or the year before that. I haven't gone this year. But I went to the Hayride this year.
The Hayride at the zoo?
Griffith Park Hayride. Yeah, at the old zoo that we were talking about.
Right.
Where they also have a maze, a scare maze.
Mm-hmm. Did you go in the maze?
I did go in the dark maze.
How was it? Was it scary?
Oh, yeah.
Did people jump out at you?
Yeah, there's people jumping out, and there's just dark. Yeah, I mean, you know what's almost the scariest is just having, like, a dark path where no one's doing anything to you.
Mm-hmm.
You just build anticipation before the next scare happens.
Sometimes
that's the scariest of all.
That makes sense. Yeah. Yeah, so much of what's terrifying about it is the anticipation.
Oh, yeah.
I remember at the Universal thing, there were a lot of mazes. That's basically what they have.
Mm-hmm.
They set up
a lot of mazes. Bunch of them. Yeah, yeah.
Maybe too many.
I know it's a lot to get through. It's a lot. And they're all, based on characters that are in the.
Right, or movies.
Monsters.
Like there was an Insidious maze.
Oh,
I liked that one.
Right.
That was cool. And then there was like a Black Sabbath maze.
Right.
Which was, that was all right. That one had like, you went into one room and it was like all weird silvery weird shiny silvery stuff.
Was it the bright color one? Was that the bright?
Yeah. And then there were guys and you couldn't see them. And then they would lunge out because they blended into the wall.
Yeah, at Universal, this is my gripe about that, is that they'll kind of reuse the same. Like, I never go 2 years back to back because they just will reuse the same house, basically, with some minor changes, you know?
Sure.
So the Black Sabbath house, the year before that, it was the Rob Zombie house.
Oh, yeah. I didn't...
And it's very cool. It's a really cool design and stuff, but they don't change a lot of it that I recall, like, year to year.
No.
They just sort of repackage it.
Sure.
And say, this is, you know... So, like, 1 year it'll be the Michael Myers house.
It was Walking... There was Walking Dead when I went. And then Insidious, as I mentioned. Black Sabbath.
Walking Dead house, I remember, was pretty awesome and one of my favorite houses there.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah.
That was a good one. Yeah.
Do you like that show, that
Walking Dead
show, or the comic book Walking Dead?
I read the first couple comic book series, they were all right. Actually, I preferred the second comic book series to the second season of the show. I thought
I see what you're saying.
The second season of Walking Dead, I thought was a little bit dull. And long-winded, and I didn't really care.
Yeah.
But the comic book, it cooked along, so it wasn't it didn't take so long to get to the zombies getting out of the barn and whatnot.
I remember it really picking up. You know, people are kind of like are divided on that. I remember it picking up for me, like, in the second season. I was like, "Oh, I'm on board."
Like, I thought it picked up more in the third season, but I know I've talked to people who didn't like the third season in the prison.
Oh, yeah?
But I liked that one.
I liked that one, too.
And then the fourth one was In and Out, where they were wandering around.
Is this?
I think they're on the fifth.
This is the fifth one now.
The fourth one was there. There were, there was the first season where they just start the thing and it starts exactly like 28 Days Later.
Yeah, that's true.
And then they hang out in, like, RVs and stuff.
Right? RVs?
RVs.
Okay, yes.
Recreational vehicles.
Yeah, they have the recreational vehicles.
Camp. They have, like, a camp. And that one was okay. I thought it was okay. I mean, my problem really with...
They were, like, figuring it out. They were like, what are we going to...
Well, it's a little bit difficult to create that kind of dramatic tension in a zombie show. And I feel like quite often the show gets away from the Living Dead element. And just gets into human infighting, which I guess is the point, but...
It's about the characters at the end of the day, you know? You want to see these guys dealing with each other, having some conflicts, you know?
Right, but I just feel like the survival element gets lost a lot. And that's then true. They argue about, like, interpersonal relationships. Whereas if you take, you know, the beginning of the modern zombie was Romero's Night of the Living Dead, right? Mm-hmm. And there was people trapped in a house, like, boarding it up, and then they have infighting about how to survive. Like, how should we survive? Should we be hiding in the basement? Should we be trying to contact the outside world? What should we be trying to do to get ourselves out of this terrifying situation? And that made sense to me. Whereas The Walking Dead, I feel like there's too little of that and too much of, like, it's the dramatics between characters quite often has nothing to do with survival.
Yeah.
And I don't buy that. I think in a zombie apocalypse, everybody would be entirely about survival.
Well, I think that's what that's a big theme of this. That seems to be a big theme of this current season. I mean, I've gotten the survival vibe, at least from the last few episodes.
I only watched the first episode of this season so far, but I thought it was really, really good. A really good episode. It was very exciting. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I like that. Well, with the cannibals, you add cannibals into the mix.
Oh, and then it's time to party.
Yeah, that ups the ante. Yeah. That's fine. If you're adding another genuine horror element into it, then, you know, I'm down.
I think critters are...
Are they adding critters?
They're going to add critters in.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Critters and maybe some ghoulies.
Some little ghoulies are going to be showing up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And some munchies,
I mean, if they're sticking to the comic books anyway, that's what we have to look forward to.
Is the ghoulies and the critters.
Yeah,
and
yeah. They start getting, and those.
Are there gremlins, too?
There's gremlins only in the sense that they watch, they're watching Gremlins 2 in one, in a scene.
Oh.
Watching Gremlins 2.
They have, like, an outdoor screening of Gremlins 2?
Yeah, they have a, they set up an outdoor screen. They find an old drive-in theater that stopped, the day that it stopped. They were showing Gremlins 2, so they watched Gremlins 2.
That's great. That's, and like, ironically, are they attacked by critters and ghoulies?
Yeah, and that's when the critters and ghoulies show up, which is, if, correct me if I'm wrong, but critters and ghoulies were sort of like an answer to, a B-movie answer to, like, Gremlins and stuff, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so I think that's kind of a fun thing for your cinephiles that may watch The Walking Dead.
Yeah, I think that'll be,
I think they'll
very popular.
That.
And I think it'll translate to
spoiler,
mainstream America. Yeah, that's,
yeah.
you should link in your show notes.
Yeah, we'll put a link in the show notes that there's a spoiler.
A spoiler link.
About
critters.
Critters and
ghoulies and gremlins.
And the Walking Dead and gremlins.
But no, there's no munchies.
Not that I know, not that I'm aware of.
Right, but who knows? Maybe the on the TV version they'll throw in some munchies. As
I
well.
Think that's overcrowding it a little bit, honestly.
Are there? Will there be puppet masters?
That I hope so.
Yeah, the little
little
puppets.
There's some little marionettes running around.
What about Doll Man? Will there be a Doll Man fighting?
Is that a Batman character?
Doll Man is. He may have been in Batman. I don't know. But I saw a movie called Doll Man versus Demonic Toys. Little man who's the size of toys, battles like possessed toys.
There might be enough like possessed toys to do some sort of like Chucky versus, you know.
Oh, Chucky would be good. Are they going to put that in The Walking Dead?
Oh yeah, he's already in.
Oh okay,
he's already in. He it plays Chucky. Is not himself. He plays a character on the show.
Like one of the people surviving, or
yeah. I think he plays the guy that the lead guy, Rick Grimes.
Oh, Chucky plays Chucky. Rick Grimes. Oh,
yeah.
Okay. I didn't realize that. He's really good.
He is really good.
Because he doesn't look like a doll
doesn't
at
look
all.
Like a doll, but they put a lot of makeup on him.
That's good. That's great.
And they give him lifts like Robert Downey Jr. has on the Avengers. Like shoe lifts, you know, like give him a little height.
Like in The Judge, so he's taller than Duvall.
So he's taller than Robert Duvall, yeah.
Great. Did you see The Judge?
No, I didn't. Did you?
No.
Yeah. So we don't have a lot to say about that.
No, not really. Not really.
But I am excited for the, you know, all the upcoming Avengers and all. Do you like all that stuff? All the superhero movies, all the Marvel, and are you into all that shit?
Not really. I mean, if they make a fun movie, like I like the Avengers movie.
Yeah, that was great.
And I like those Captain America movies.
Oh, they're great.
And I like the Guardians of the Galaxy.
It's great.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds like you do like those movies.
Well, but I don't really care for the Iron Man
those
movies.
Those are all the last movies.
And I don't really like the Spider-Man movies.
I think they
movies.
Were still figuring out, because Iron Man was like the one, they were like, you know, whatever, I don't know how many years ago they started with Iron Man. They're like, we're making Iron Man. And
started in like 74, right?
1974? I think 74, around the time, around the time that those types of like experimental drug movies were being made and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. There was, yeah, it was William Friedkin directed the first Iron Man movie.
And then at the time, they were just like, this is just going to be a one-off.
Right.
We're not planning a big, large franchise.
Right.
With
Well, and Roy Scheider said, I'm only doing this once.
He's like, I'm only doing this once. I've got this other thing.
Yeah, he was burned by the Jaws sequel thing. He wasn't into that, so he certainly wasn't going to make that mistake again.
Yeah, he's like, I'm just doing one-off. So he plays Tony Stark. And then, obviously, it snowballed into what it is
right
today, which is Roy Scheider's now back as Iron Man.
Yeah. That's cool. I mean,
it's kind of neat to switch up the casting. It's kind of like Michael Keaton coming back to play Batman after a bunch of
people. Yeah, except it's more impressive because, you know, Roy Scheider's not alive anymore. So to do the...
Well, it's all CGI and stuff. Yeah, I mean, it's just like when John Wayne shows up in a Pepsi commercial. It's like...
Yeah.
It's like, thank goodness there's John Wayne again. We get to see him.
And he gets to hang out with Tupac and shit like that.
And he's hanging out with Tupac.
Yeah.
And...
Betty Davis.
You know, everybody's a hologram, and we all love holograms. So it's like, thank goodness.
Yeah, holograms are great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, some green screen actor gets a gig, you know.
Yeah, with the balls on him. He's got covered in balls.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And he's probably like, well, it's better than being covered in balls on the porn set in Van Nuys.
That's a different set of balls, yeah.
Yeah, I'd rather be covered in these green screen CGI balls than, you know,
that's
Diggler's balls or something.
Yeah, that's a direct quote from Andy Serkis, I think. He said that's what he said.
Right. Because he was previously, the only balls he knew were balls on his chin and stuff.
Right. Yeah. And he wasn't that into that.
No. Who would be, honestly, frankly?
Well, I mean, an actor's got to put food on the table.
Right.
That's all there is to it.
That's true. He's got a family.
Yep.
There's no judgment in that either. I'm not, you know.
Do you do a lot of gay porn, or do you make all your money podcasting now?
I make most of it podcasting, but with this show, just a huge hit. You know, I do it. It's like sort of like bigger than WTF. It's my WTF.
Right. Do you have a lot of sponsors like WTF? Do you need to do a commercial or something?
You don't mind.
Yeah. What do you do? Stamps.com and Adam and Eve and...
I used to.
Nature Box? Do you do Nature Box?
Pulled out.
Who pulled out? Adam and Eve or Stamps?
Adam and Eve always pulls out. You know?
Right.
But Stamps.com as well. So now I'm doing Truck.com is my new sponsor.
Is that where you go to get trucks?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So... put in Tron in the code.
You do Tron?
Tron.
Uh huh.
Ton.
Is it Ton or Tron?
Tron for truck. It's a blend.
It's
of
a
truck
blend of truck and ton. Okay, that makes sense.
It's different. Different. It's a different promo code depending on what the ad is.
So
if you're
going
to get if you need to get a truck today, go to truck.com and put in Tron in the promo code box.
Are there different size trucks or is it all a standard?
Oh yeah, they got all the different types of sizes and of trucks and stuff.
That's great.
2 tons, 3 tons, 4 tons, 5 tons.
Do you have are there any small just pickup trucks like a Brat?
Yeah. They have a Brat one, which is you can have it. You can personalize it, like that show Bratz.
Oh yeah, sure.
Yeah,
yeah.
So they have a Brat truck,
Hi, you've reached Todd Hillary and Colby. Leave us a message.
Sorry, that's my cell phone.
Is this your cell phone?
That was my cell phone. Yeah.
Is that your cell phone ring? It sounds like an answering machine.
Well, yeah, it's.
That's kind of fun. I haven't heard that.
It's just old school. Like, some people have, like, an old school phone ring sound.
Uh-huh.
I have an answering machine sound.
That's like, ironic or something. That's really fun.
It's super hipster.
Yeah, it's
hipster. Super hipster. Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say, the mustache is coming in great.
Yeah.
You've been waxing it this whole time.
Yeah. I'm constantly waxing
my
mustache.
Though.
Thanks, man.
Do you use horsehair shampoo and conditioner?
I do, mane and tail.
Yeah, it really makes it long and luxurious.
It does. Like, the ladies really love to run their fingers through my stash.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We've got to do another bit of another ad real
quick. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mirrors.com. You need a reflection of yourself? Go to mirrors.com. We have all sizes of reflective surfaces, 1 ton, 2 tons, 3 tons and 4 tons. All the mirrors you need, shipped right to your door. No more going to the store for the mirrors no more. They get it shipped right to your door. Put in MRON at the promo code.
Is that spelled MRON or MORON?
MORON, but it's pronounced MRON.
MRON. Okay. That's a great service.
Oh, yeah. It's great.
I hate going to the store for my mirrors. Yeah. I hate it.
And I only...
There's a lot of stress because it could break on the way home.
Could break and then you're fucked with bad luck.
Yeah. Yeah.
And these have like a special coating. They're like the new iPhone screens where they don't, they're not supposed to break and stuff.
Oh, that's great. Yeah,
a lot of the mirrors there.
That's great.
They have a special coating.
Do they have pocket mirrors?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, pocket mirrors. They kind of have those types of mirrors that you pull out. It's like a pocket knife, but it's mirrors inside it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like a Swiss Army mirror.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I'd like a Swiss Army mirror. I'm going to pick that up. I'm going to order that.
It's a great tool to have when you're on the go and you need to check your hair or see if you have a booger hanging out of your nose.
Yeah. I hate that when you have boogers.
Yeah. And there's no way to know unless you have a mirror.
Yeah. That's great. That's an important.
Yeah.
It's a great sponsor to have.
Mirror.com. Mron in the promo code.
Great.
Yeah.
Great.
Did you have any wild dreams last night?
No, I got to be honest with you. I was tossing and turning a lot. I wasn't sleeping well last night.
Why is that? Were you stressed about coming on to the show?
I was really nervous about doing the show.
Well, you've been great. You've done great.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I mean, I get nervous, before coming in and doing something I haven't done before.
Oh.
You know, it happens.
As you should. I mean, you shouldn't just coast through life thinking it's all going to be, easy, cool runnings,
Oh, I don't. I go into everything assuming it's going to be difficult and people, like, out of the gate don't like me.
Well, I hope you haven't gotten that impression coming onto my show.
No, this has been a breath of fresh air. I mean, normally when I do stuff, podcasts, TV shows, commercials, whatever, like, usually people don't like me. Like, usually I sense, like, a lot of regret. In when people cast me. Or,
I hope you haven't sensed any of that here.
I haven't so far. Should I be sensing?
No, you shouldn't. That's what I'm.
Oh, okay. No, I don't sense that here. It's very relaxing.
I don't think anybody's. There's been any regret. Do you think that somebody regrets casting you or something?
I think most of the time, there's a lot of regret.
I mean, I guess you're clearly talking about your role in You're the Worst, which
I definitely feel
everyone
like
regretted casting on that.
There's a lot of tension between me and the rest of the cast on that on that show.
Yeah. But it makes for exciting television because you can kind of see the surface.
It's like I'm like
issues going on.
Yeah, I'm like Chevy Chase on Community.
Yeah.
It's sort of like the role I'm filling on You're the Worst.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The sort of grumpy old man kind of
Who in reality
is unhappy with his lot in life now and
butting heads with the showrunner and all that stuff.
Yeah, you made a lot of public comments about Stephen Falk and stuff.
I have. Yeah. Well, I think he's making a lot of mistakes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's not for me to comment on.
Certainly not. Certainly not. Well, yeah. I mean, that's what most people... But I'm old, so I don't care anymore. You young people in Hollywood always say everything's great because you're worried about not getting the next job. But I'm old, and when you're in show business, as long as I have been, I have so much money.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just doing stuff to do stuff.
Right.
I don't need the cash, so, I can give people all the shit I want. If they fire me, so be it,
I mean, I wish I had that comfort level in every gig that I got. I mean, you're right. I don't like to make waves, and I like to do the work, I like to be a vessel for the writer's words.
You want to serve the story. Yeah, I don't do that. I'm there to serve. I'm not bullshitting anybody at this point. I'm there to serve myself.
Well, that's also refreshing, that you're honest about that.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm there. I mean, I'm there for an easy paycheck that I can spend on drugs and hookers and things like that. And like
whores at
whores at Universal, Horror Nights, and I like to go to third world countries and do a little sex tourism.
Ah.
You know, that's what I that's
what's
why I do these jobs.
Third world sex tourism country.
I really like. Well, Argentina's great this time of year.
Yeah.
In the winters, I prefer, you know, the Philippines. Yeah.
So we'll put a link to Argentina and the Philippines in the show page.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Because people should know about that.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, we're Americans, and it's our God-given right to go to third world countries and buy up sex slaves. Yeah.
Well, it's been great. It's been great having you on today.
Well, thanks for having me.
I enjoyed talking to you. I mean, is there anything coming up we should be looking out for? Of course, we'll be looking for you on season two of You're the Worst on FXX.
Watch that. I'm gonna.
It's really exciting, by the way, season two.
I'm doing a like a 6-episode arc on a stalker.
Oh,
if it gets picked up for a second season, they've got me on the books for.
Wow, that's gonna be exciting.
Yeah, so I'm doing that.
Can you give us a little? I mean, not to spoil anything, can you give us a little taste of what you're gonna be playing? What your character is on that show?
I'm playing a copycat stalker.
Okay.
So I stalk, you know, the person who gets stalked in the first season. I stalk them in the second season.
Oh.
And do the same exact things as the stalker did in the first season. Yeah.
That's pretty brilliant. Yeah, no, because I've heard of copycat murderers and killers and stuff, but not copycat stalkers.
Yeah. And I'm also I'm going to be playing Iron Man.
Oh, right.
Until Iron Man.
Are you going to be the guy in the green suit, in the green screen ball suit?
Yeah, I'm doing Roy Scheider.
Yeah.
As Iron Man in Iron Man 17.
Oh my god.
It's slated
they
for
They really jumped right up. They skipped a few.
Well, no, this is slated for to come out in 2060.
Oh.
Yeah, cuz you know they've got it all planned
out
until
far ahead. That's awesome. So, oh man, you got to really stay in shape for the next 50 years.
Yeah, well, I got a team of trainers and dietitians.
That's great.
And
they set you up with that?
Yeah, the studio pays for everything.
That's fucking great.
Right. Yeah.
Well, congrats on that, man. Look for Todd in the new Iron Man 16 coming out 2060.
Mm-hmm. 17.
July 17th, 2070.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, we'll figure it out. There's time.
We'll plan.
I have a hard enough time planning for 2030. I mean, I know.
Like, it's a lot to think about.
Watching 2030.
Yeah, yeah. No, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right. So, yeah, but look for it anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's been great having you on, man.
Thanks. This is a great show.
Hey, thanks. Working hard every day.
All right. Do you do a sign off or do you have to end with a commercial?
Yeah, I guess we'll end with our commercial. Towel.com. Only the softest towels at towels.com. Don't go to a towel store and get those store towels. Get towels that are used and some have holes in them and they come from a guy who... The guy who used them. Get them from the guy who used the towels at towels.com and put in towel on and the promo code. Towel.com. They're not my favorite sponsor, to be honest with you.
Oh.
Because it's a guy that uses them and then...
And then sells them.
Yeah, but he pays me a lot of money.
Well. Any port in a storm, I guess.
Yep. Thanks, man.